Recording in progress.
So I was just sitting here while you were all arriving, just sitting still and really enjoying that. Just the physical sensation of sitting still. And although my mind wasn't completely still, it wasn't going all over the place. And I think there is something about we can create some containment stillness physically, and then as our bodies settle, other things gradually settle. Maybe if our energy's been very scattered or very out there, when we sit, it calms down a bit. And eventually, emotions, thoughts can sometimes calm down a bit. I mean, when we're meditating, and we're talking quite a lot about energy, but when we're meditating with energy, we're working so directly with our energy, whether or not we're aware of it or can feel it. That's one of the things we're doing. And there's also different kinds of energy, aren't there? Physical energy, mental energy, creative energy, emotional energy, spiritual energy. And it's all energy. And the scientists tell us that you can't, well, energy can't be ended, really. It just gets changed, it just gets transformed, or it just goes from one form to another. So when we're sitting still, in a way, we're inviting that energy to sort of get collected, a bit calm, gathering that energy, which can then be directed in other ways or released in other ways or just take us to a different kind of place. Yes. And I do very much feel that virya, this energy in pursuit of the good, as it's sometimes translated, isn't just that active energy, that doing, going energy, but it's also the stillness. There's the compassionate activity of green Tara, and it's the stillness and awareness and wisdom of white Tara. So we're going to do another session. And the stillness, the simplicity we've been talking about, the spaciousness. I think a session is a real embodied way of exploring that. You know, because we go from stillness to moving to stillness. And it's quite simple, isn't it? We're in silence, nobody's leading you through anything. Talking the most is just giving you little instructions as to this is when we're going to move to another thing. And when things are simpler, it helps with that sense of stillness, create that space, and exploring those tensions, those transitions from moving to stillness, from sound to silence, from inner to outer to whatever. It's all part of it. So we have a little bit longer for our session today, so we're going to start with lying down. So the plan is we have, what, I don't know, 20, 25 minutes lying down, and then we're going to go back to our sitting, standing, walking, sitting pattern. And when we're lying down, for the first part of it, I'm going to be ringing the singing bowl or making sounds on the singing bowl. So we have an opportunity to practice mindfulness of sounds, but I thought let's just lie down because it's nice lying down and it's relaxing. And your bodies can relax. And if our bodies relax, that is a really positive condition for our meditation practice. And it stops us, if we can relax our body, we're more likely to stop trying to force our minds and whatever. We can be more open, receptive, relaxed in other ways. So yeah, so we'll have maybe about 10 minutes of mindfulness of sounds and then about 15 minutes of just lying down silently. And then we'll go into sitting, standing, walking, sitting. So if you would like to get yourself into a lying down position, or if you don't want to lie down, you can stay sitting, it's up to you. But I imagine your body would appreciate an opportunity to just lie down. We'll just have a short quote from Sangha Ashita to start and end the session. It is the pauses which make beautiful the music of our lives. It is the empty spaces which give richness and significance to them. And it is stillness which makes them truly useful.
So when you're ready, moving into a sitting position. When you're ready, just moving position, so you're standing. sitting again. It is the pauses which make beautiful the music of our lives. It is the empty spaces which give richness and significance to them. And it is stillness which makes them truly useful.
That brings to an end this afternoon session. But today we have a bonus session. So there's the 7 till 8:30. And then there's the 10 till just after midnight seeing in the new year. So yeah, we'll be doing some meditation reflection ritual, but also maybe a little bit of thinking about things we want to let go of as we move into the new year, things we want to move towards, but maybe more of that tomorrow with Paninita. So hope to see you, if you can, for at least the 7 o'clock session and those intrepid people who want to see in the new year and stay up late. Hope to see you then. I always like to be able to see in the new year in a context of practice and sangha. Beats partying for me, but maybe that's what you'd rather do. That's a bit hard now, isn't it? Anyway, thank you all for practicing. Take care in the transitions, in the downtimes, and just be kind to yourself, listen to yourself into what more you can do today. And see you tomorrow if you can't manage that.